大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你又一次收听由开言英语带来的潘琪 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
Hey Adam, 你平时爱玩什么？
I like to sleep.
这不算好吗？没有，今天我们就想跟大家聊聊外国人或者说北美人喜欢玩的一些东西 or just things that you guys are into. 有的时候和我们中国人爱玩的东西还挺不一样的。
Yes, absolutely.
而且这些东西在我看来都是很苦的事情，比如夏天，我发现在加拿大，我所有的主播同事们 every weekend 你们都要出去爬山啊什么，我说好不容易来个周末让我睡个懒觉吧，你们六点出去爬山。Anyways, 就是文化差异可能就也是 lifestyle differences, right?
That's right.
好，那我们今天呢就跟大家聊聊这个非常有意思的话题。
That's right. So today we are going to be talking about the hobbies, dare I say the leisure activities that we North Americans love to do.
对，因为我中文用的是外国人爱玩的东西啊。那这个玩其实也不是那么好表达。We can't say play, 是吧？
For most of these things, we can't. For maybe like 5% of them, we can say play.
但因为中文的爱玩可以 cover 很多很多东西啊。那你刚刚说 hobbies, 我们都知道就是兴趣爱好。后来你又说了一个什么 activities?
Leisure activities.
Leisure.
Leisure.
就是 L-E-I-S-U-R-E, 是吧？
Right, sometimes pronounced leisure.
Leisure, 对。Leisure 就是放松 relaxing 的东西是吗？
Yeah.
Okay, so leisure activities 就是休闲活动啊。但我觉得爱玩这个概念呢，可能我们可以用 you know, just things that you are into.
Right, we often just say, this is something that I'm into.
对，就我喜欢的，我爱玩的啊，我 into 的东西。那至少对于我一个从小在上海出生长大 you know, in a big city, 然后上海也没有很多的就是 nature, 大自然你可以去爬山啊远足，所以所有的 outdoor activities 对我来说我都是不太能 get 的。就我觉得 they're really good, they're very good for your health, you know, they're good for your mind, 但是 I'm just very bad at them.
Well, it's just where you come from.
对， it's not something that I'm familiar with. 好，但是呢这个户外运动在北美生活里面也是非常非常重要的一个组成部分。
Yeah, that's right, because here a big part of our lives, are spent outdoors. We dodo outdoorsy things.
Okay, so 户外英文就是 outdoor, 是吧？ Outdoor 是一个形容词。
Yes, yeah. So often we say like outdoors with an S, that's a noun. We might even call it the great outdoors. But like outdoor activity is something that we would say.
Okay, 户外运动。And if you're into these outdoor activities, 你可以说自己很
Outdoorsy.
就后面加一个 Y,
right, so another adjective there.
然后像我这种不太擅长 outdoor activities 的人，我就可以说 I'm not very outdoorsy. 其实很多的这个你 into 的东西就取决于你的这个环境，是吧？是不是有很多的 outdoors 可以让你去玩，可以去发挥？那 where we are in Vancouver, really it's the great outdoors.
Yeah, we are right between the sea and the mountains. So a lot of people here are hikers. They like hiking.
Hiking. 其实我刚开始接触 hiking 这个词的时候，我也不知道它具体什么意思，因为中文我们说爬山，所以我就在想说
I mean, hiking is really just going for a walk.
Oh, okay. 对，后来我发现其实 hiking 是一个很 leisure 的东西，就像我这种不太擅长户外活动的人，因为你也不需要走得很快，或者你不需要那种爬什么很 challenging 的山，是吧？
Right, right. Now, of course, you could, if that is how you like to hike, but most people, they just basically go for a walk outside.
但是你说 to go for a walk outside, 所以可以不是山了，我就去个很 flat, 很平的地方也叫 hiking 吗？
Sure, yeah, sure. Now again, this is not in the city. You're not hiking around the city. Like usually you're
window
wearing...
Window shopping.
Yeah, that's not hiking. No, it does have to be outside, and it probably is on, if not a mountain, then at least a hill.
那如果你很喜欢爬山啊什么，你就可以说
I'm a hiker.
Or I'm into hiking.
I'm into hiking. Hiking is my life.
对，然后像我们的主播 Lisa 和 Connor 他们都非常喜欢 hiking. 好像夏天的时候 seriously, every week they're going hiking.
It's true.
所以可以用 go hiking.
Go hiking.
我们去爬山，我们去做这件事。
You can go hiking, you can go on a hike. If I say take a hike, that means leave.
Oh, take a hike 就是我要走了。
No, 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 I mean I want you to go.
啊，我不，什么意思？
Like get out of here, get lost, take a hike.
就把人赶出去。
Yeah, get out of here, take a hike.
Okay, 所以你请别人爬山的时候不要说 let's take a hike,
yeah,
let's go hiking. 哎、okay? ，讲到 hiking 哦，我又想到一个词 hitchhiking.
Oh yeah, have you ever done that?
太危险了，当然不行。I'm actually really surprised that people still do it.
Yeah, of course. I've hitchhiked many times. I've picked up hitchhikers many times.
So you're still alive.
I'm still alive. Right. So hitchhiking is basically just when you sit on the side of the road, stand on the side of the road and try to wave down a car.
对，就有点像出租车 except for that 你没有叫出租车
except that it's not a taxi at all.
对，因为你没钱。
Well, I mean, the thing is you could pay for it.
哦，是吗？
Yeah, of course. The idea is that it's a stranger. And it's in a situation where, you know, it's not,licensed or regulated like a taxi, so like Jenny said, it could be quite dangerous. I like to believe that people are generally good.
但变态的人你也他有的时候伪装的。
Yeah, but they can also be driving Ubers, right?
Anyway, 我还是觉得搭便车 hitchhiking 非常的危险啊。好，那刚刚说到喜欢 hiking 的人叫 hikers, 那么 hitchhiking 的人他们也叫做
hitchhikers.
Hitchhikers.
Yeah, there's a really, really famous book called Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Very good book. I suggest you check that out.
好的，那还是回到我们前面说的这个爬山。Mountain climbing 和 hiking 是不一样的两件事吗？
Right, again, hiking is really just a fancy walk or a glorified walk.
It's very relaxing.
Yeah, It might, even if you are going up a mountain, you are going up very
gradually
right? When you're climbing a mountain, you are going straight up the side of the mountain.
Okay, so 爬山 mountain climbing, 这个听起来还蛮 professional, 蛮专业的是吧、
right.
然后还有 rock climbing 吧
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, obviously mountains are made out of rocks.So, you know, in some cases, these will be the same things. But oftentimes, a rock could be just a much smaller rock. It doesn't count as a mountain.
或者 indoors, 等一下我们会说室内的一些、
exactly.
对吧像攀岩啊。但很重要的有一个发音的 tip 要教大家就是爬这个词、它的 B 是不发音的。
That's right. It's not climbing. It's climbing.
好，那还有一件事，我觉得外国人、北美人也很喜欢的，就是 camping.
Yeah.
Camping 就是露营。这都要带一个帐篷吗？还是你可以住在？我知道有些北美的 campsites 它有什么，它叫 lodge 什么，就有点小小房子。
Oh, yeah, you can do that. I think a lot of people would say that doesn't count as camping. Generally speaking, yes, you bring a tent. You sleep in a tent.
Tent 就是帐篷。那把那个帐篷弄起来，支起来呢？
That's pitch a tent. Yeah, you pitch a tent. You could also say set up your tent, but we just usually say pitch.
我那天跟 Connor 聊天聊他就周末又去 hiking 又去 camping 然后他跟我说 Oh, you know, it takes 3 hours to pitch our tent 我说是吗这一个帐篷要3个小时、他说他是一个很大然后很复杂的一个 tent
Right.
所以你们就觉得这个也很有乐趣对吧 Spending 3 hours to pitch a tent
I'm not sure I would love to spend 3 hours But the best part about going camping is you're usually at least one of your friendsIs like a Connor that loves pitching that tent, that loves setting up for 3 hours. So, you know, you can go swimming or something or go do another activity. And when you come back, hey, the tent's ready.
我到现在 I've gone hiking,、但是 I haven't gone camping yet.、因为我一直很怕非常无聊。
Wow, that's why you need to try glamping.
Oh, glamping, 什么是 glamping?
glamping is you're taking the word camping and adding it to glamorous.
很华丽，很高级的。
And very exciting. Yeah, so maybe you can bring
All my makeup stuff.
All your makeup.
Blow dryer.
Do your hair.
卷发器, 然后什么 soda stream, espresso machine.
Yeah. That's right. That's camping with style.
你知道那天我跟我一个中国朋友聊天，他说，哎呀，你应该去 camping. 他说我以前也怕无聊。后来我就说我们中国人，我们带牌啊，带麻将，然后带火锅。他说老外都很羡慕我们，老外就在吃火腿肠，然后看我们在涮火锅。
Wow, but you have to carry it, though. That's,
whoa, that's glamping. Hey.
It's Chinese glamping.
那说完了外国人喜欢的outdoor activities, let's move indoor.
Oh, thank goodness. To be honest with you, I am the odd man out here. I really do like indoor activities.
室内的一些活动啊, mm-hmm. 我觉得室内的活动, 就外国人很喜欢在自己家开party, 即使他的家很小, mm. 他也会请很多人, 大家挤在那里面, 然后就觉得很fun, 反正我自己的感觉是, 如果我家很小, 我就觉得都不好意思请人家来。
Oh, yeah. No, we don't care. As long as there's beer, we're happy.
中文我们其实从英文演变来说, 叫轰趴轰趴嘛。
Yeah, well, so where I come from, the homes were a little bit bigger. We all lived in houses, so they were called house parties.
Oh, 不叫 home parties, 叫 house parties.
Right.
Okay. 然后比如你搬了一个新家, 你可以弄一个 housewarming party,
housewarming party, right.
Okay, 好。那还有一个我觉得外国人喜欢的就是,就很多外国人他都会一个乐器, 不一定很好吧, but they can play some kind of music, 比如吉他啊什么。
Yeah. Right. So, I mean, something that I love to do is jam with other people, have a jam.
Jam, J-A-M.
J-A-M,
like
yeah.
Like traffic jam?
Like strawberry jam?
Yeah,
no, it's just like play music with other people.
Okay, so jamming with friends, 就是... 就你们也不一定是个乐队啊什么的
Right
就大家喜欢音乐就一起来jam一下
Right
好说完这两个很common的 我接下来要问你一个 前段时间我到西雅图玩 然后呢就路过了一个什么场所 然后里面人声鼎沸 So crowded 后来发现这个地方是个酒吧 然后呢你也可以弄一个那个axe 一个斧头 丢过去
Oh, wow.
就像以前家在酒吧里面那个丢飞镖
Darts.
But they replaced it with axe.
Wow, that's extreme.
后来我查了一下网上说这个是在美国这个 gaining popularity,
yeah.
很受欢迎的一个活动。
Yeah, exactly, because you can see a lot of pictures online of these guys. A lot of them have really big beards, and it's a real, like, hipster thing to do.
但是有很多女生也在里面弄。
Oh, girls can be hipsters as well. I just think it's funny that they're mixing
alcohol
with axes. What could go wrong?
好,诶,你觉得还有什么室内的活动在国外?
I think probably over the past 5 to 10 years, I have seen so many, like, invitations online for escape rooms.
啊,密室逃脱? Mm-hmm. This is also popular in China.
Yeah.
那如果我要说我们去玩密室逃脱,英语可以怎么讲?
I probably just say, go to an escape room.
Okay. 好,那除了密室逃脱以外, 另外一个我觉得在中国和外国都挺受欢迎的就是桌游。
Oh, board games.
Yeah, board games, yeah. Right? 就有专门你可以去的这种 board game places.
Oh, yeah, there's so many.
Okay.
Yeah, or like even just a bar might just have like board game night. When they're done cleaning up all the blood from axe night, they'll have board game night.
你讲到 bar, 这里很多 bar, 它会有一些主题, 比如说什么 quiz night?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, quiz night, trivia night, the same thing.
Trivia night, 对, 就大家组队, 然后就像智力竞赛一样的,
yeah,
对吧?
Yeah, exactly.
这也挺 popular. 棋牌在国外, 因为在中国, 比如麻将, 对吧? Mm-hmm. 是一个很 popular 的, 但是在国外, 就是, 会打麻将人没有那么多
Well maybe that's debatable well we like poker
对
you know lots of people love to play poker
扑克牌啊 讲到 poker 它是有很多种类吗 比如说什么 mm-hmm. Texas Hold'em
yep.
什么
Omaha Nebraska Stud
okay.
Draw
对,我觉得特别是国外的男生, 他们就经常会说, oh, let's do a poker night.
Yeah.
然后poker night一般就是可能到一个人的家, mm-hmm. 玩poker, 然后通常会喝很多很多的酒, 是吧?
Well, that part is not as... because a lot of people who are very serious about playing poker do not want to drink anything. because they want to
戴一个墨镜，
yeah,
就像电视里那种 poker face.
Right. Me, I really like beer too. So I'm that one guy who's just like, I don't care. I'm just drinking beer, and you take my $20. I don't care.
好的，那些筹码叫什么？就你知道假的钱 ，the plastic colorful.
Oh, the chips.
哦，就叫 chips 啊、mm-hmm,
，poker chips、
哦。OK， 好，那我们今天跟大家分享了一些国外啊，在北美比较 popular 的 outdoor and indoor activities。那其中哪些东西是你也很 into， 你也很喜欢的？大家可以在留言里告诉我们，有什么我们漏掉的精彩的这个，比如你住在国外，然后你去参加过的室内、室外的活动，也可以在留言里跟我们分享。OK， 我们今天的节目就到这儿。开言英语会继续教给大家实用的英语，同时也带你了解海外文化。那想把英语学得更好的话呢，请大家尝试一下我们的付费课程，下载开言英语 APP， 你就可以先免费试用了。OK， we'll see you next time.
All right, bye guys.